Exodus chapter 40. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and said, On the first day of the first month you will set up the tabernacle of the tent of contact, and you will put the ark of the testimony there, and you will cover the ark with the veil, and you will bring the table and arrange it in its proper arrangement, and you will bring the lampstand, and you will light its lamps. And you will put the golden incense altar in front of the Ark of the Testimony, and you will put the screen at the entrance to the tabernacle in place. And you will put the burnt offering altar in front of the entrance to the tabernacle of the Tent of Contact. And you will put the laver between the Tent of Contact and the altar, and you will put water in it. And you will lay the courtyard out all around, and you will put up the screen at the gate of the courtyard. And you will take the anointing oil, and you will anoint the tabernacle and everything that is in it, and you will sanctify it and all its equipment, and it will become holy. And you will anoint the burnt offering altar and all its equipment, and you will sanctify the altar, and the altar will become a holy of holies. And you will anoint the laver and its pedestal, and you will sanctify it. And you will bring Aaron and his sons to the entrance to the tent of contact, and you will wash them with water. And you will clothe Aaron in the holy garments, and you will anoint him and sanctify him, and he will officiate as a priest to me. And you will bring his sons and clothe them in tunics, and you will anoint them as you anointed their father, and they will officiate as priests to me, and their anointing will be for them to have an age-abiding priesthood in their generations. And Moses did everything that the Lord commanded him. So he did. And it came to pass in the first month, in the second year, on the first day of the month, that the tabernacle was set up. So Moses set up the tabernacle, and he installed its sockets, and he inserted its boards and inserted its bolts, and he erected its columns. And he pitched the tent over the tabernacle, and he put the covering of the tent over it, on top, as the Lord had commanded Moses. And he took the testimony and put it in the ark, and he inserted the poles alongside the ark, and he put the atonement cover over the ark, on top. And he brought the ark to the tabernacle, and he put the screening veil in place, and he covered the ark of the testimony as the Lord had commanded Moses. And he put the table in the tent of contact, on the side of the tabernacle to the north, outside the veil. And he arranged bread on it in its proper arrangement before the Lord, as the Lord had commanded Moses. And he placed the lampstand in the tent of contact, opposite the table, on the side of the tabernacle to the south. And he lit the lamps before the Lord, as the Lord had commanded Moses. And he placed the golden altar in the tent of contact in front of the veil. And he burnt aromatic incense on it, as the Lord had commanded Moses. And he put the screen at the entrance to the tabernacle. And he put the burnt offering altar at the entrance to the tabernacle of the tent of contact. And he offered on it the burnt offering and the meal offering, as the Lord had commanded Moses. And he placed the laver between the tent of contact and the altar, and he put water in it for washing. And Moses and Aaron and his sons washed their hands and their feet with it. When they came to the tent of contact, and when they approached the altar, they washed, as the Lord had commanded Moses. And he set up the courtyard round about the tabernacle, and the altar, and he put the screen at the gate of the courtyard in place. And Moses finished the work. Then a cloud covered the tent of contact, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses could not go into the tent of contact, because the cloud stayed on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, the sons of Israel moved in all their journeyings. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they did not move until the day when it was taken up. For the cloud of the Lord was on the tabernacle by day, and there was fire in it by night, in the sight of the whole house of Israel, in all their journeyings.